Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kristen Zhivago is here. Kristen Zhivago, Kristen with a K, Zhivago, like the movie. She is, has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. She operated a machine shop. She sold machine shop tools, and apparently was the first woman to do that. I love it when women break through those barriers. She's a revenue coach. She's the founder of Zhivago Partners. She's the author of an awesome book called Roadmap to Revenue: How to Sell the Way Your Customers Want to Buy. How about that? That's a novel idea, right? And she's our good friend, Kristen. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Good to be here, Jim. Always.
It's good to have you here, Kristen. I was telling the audience before you got here, when I was a pup, The people who taught me how to go to market were teaching me things that they had learned when they were pups, and 90% of what they learned when they were pups was still valid when I was a pup. Mm-hmm. But today, that's not the case, is it? I mean, when things are moving so fast, the compression of time between models, the velocity of change, is still taking our breath away, and for small business owners, it's really hard to manage all that change, isn't it?
Yeah, it's big. I heard what you said before we got on, and I think it's a good place to start, which is that what hasn't changed is that people, for the most part, people are still buying products. So we still need to know who our customers are and not just by guessing or assuming, which is very dangerous.
Can I stick stick one more thing in what hasn't changed?
Yeah.
You said it. People are still buying stuff, and we're still selling stuff to people, to humans.
Right.
That's also fundamental, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. So human beings are buying things. Now, what's changed, and so you have to know them, you have to interview them. I go into that in my book in great detail on how to do it, but because there are certain ways to get that information from them, it's something anyone can do, any mm-hmm. business owner can do it. I've done thousands of those interviews and learned how to do it. So you find out what they really care about, what they really want, and it's never what you assume. So that's mm-hmm. number one.
Are you saying when you talk to your customers, prepare to be surprised?
Well, there will be something that surprises you. And sometimes it's just a matter of them knowing so much more about the inside of your business than you think they do.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you have a weakness, you may think nobody knows about it and you're working on it in the background, and it may be the first thing they bring up.
would it also be because you presumed something that wasn't true?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People often assume that their buyers are like them in some way. I can't tell you how many times, a CEO mm-hmm. will say, well, I do. I know this mm-hmm. for me. And it may or may not be true. But if you are wrong, all of your marketing, everything you do is going to be off target. That's the trouble with marketing, is you can spend all your money on a theme or a thought or an idea or a bragging right or whatever, that your customers just roll their eyes and go, well, yeah, everybody does that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right.
That happens
right.
to me a lot.
And that doesn't differentiate you, does it? That makes you like everybody else. And then why should I come back? What's the compelling? What's your value proposition for me? Isn't that what's so elusive these days? What is my value proposition today?
Yes, and it's always very specific. It's something that they care about greatly, and you don't even, because you're in a different space. You're completely immersed in your product and your market, and you're not sitting there having that problem that they're having. So you just don't know. It's mm-hmm. very, very dangerous and stupid, really, to assume that you know what your customers right. are thinking.
So what should we do? What's the next step?
So the second thing is that the channels are what have changed. The places where people gather to get their information. And they're bypassing the commercial channels. They just mm-hmm. want to talk to each other. And they want commercial stuff to get out of the way so they can talk to each other, which is mm-hmm. why people read reviews and they go to groups and talk to each other and ask each other. So business, that sort of the consumers talking to each other, your marketplace is now almost 100% digital.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to understand how to get in front of them and how to do it so you're not being intrusive. You need to be useful and just keep being useful. Then things will start to work. You have to understand what they want, and you have to give it to them in little bits and pieces before you even sell your product.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
the trick and with these
research yeah. shows, Kristen, that people are 70% more likely to believe a review from somebody they don't know than they are to believe your marketing messages.
Oh, sure. I mean, how many of us just go right to the reviews when we buy something yeah. on Amazon? Yeah. I mean,
Of us have gotten pretty good at reading them. By that, I mean identifying the people who just, you know, you read one review and you say, nobody could make that guy mm-hmm. happy. And another one, you'd say, mm-hmm. you know, that's probably a competitor. And then you do another one, you say, mm-hmm. whoa, that person really had a problem. They did, you know, they did everything right. You learn,
or
people
that
learn,
person
don't they? They learn how to do
company
it.
Company to write that. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
but all this digital virtual stuff is really hard mm-hmm. for us to manage because it's not intuitive, is it? For a lot of folks, it may be intuitive for the very young business owners, but if you're in your 50s or 60s, this is not intuitive stuff, is it?
Well, it's also time consuming.
Yeah.
I mean, the day you've set it and forget it is completely over. You actually have to participate
mm-hmm.
and you have to spend time doing it. And it's tough for a business owner, I don't care how old you are, to spend 20% of your time trying to interact with and you know, work on your marketing and basically interact with your marketplace.
This is why, Kristen, as we wrap up this segment, this is why I encourage small business owners, if they're frustrated about what we're talking about, don't get frustrated. Budget for the hiring of someone or a team to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Let people mm-hmm. do this who knows how to do it and believe them when they tell you what they're, you know, but make sure you know what your business can do, but believe them and let them execute it. Make a budget for it. We're going to come back and see what Kristen Zhivago has to say more about how you and I can put our best foot forward in the marketplace in the digital age.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.